Mr. President, let me also join the previous speakers in thanking you and appreciating all efforts that you have put in order to actually find a way out on this very important issue. We fully support your endeavors in this respect and the work, your work in order to weigh out. And as far as my delegation is concerned, we are quite flexible in the either options that you present to us. What is important is that member states of the United Nations and also the observers to the United Nations have the rights to be present here and have the right to request for the attendance and participations in the deliberations of the Conference on Disarmament. And the presidents should put for the decision of the member states that request. And also it's upon the decision of the all member states of the Conference on Disarmament to take actions on that proposal. The way that has been conducted in the last year is not something that we could support. The last year practice was a failure, I think, from the side of the presidents in order to not properly put for the considerations of the member states and many of the requests from the observer membership to the Conference on Disarmament. In the retreat sessions that with the support of the distinguished ambassador from the France and also Germany, we had last year in Montreux, that level of frustrations came from some member states that even they didn't have any challenge foreseen for their participation as an observer to the Conference on Disarmament. So taking the hostage of decisions, of course it is quite clear that there is no clear rule in the rules of procedure, but there is a clear practice in this respect. To put as a one list, two lists, one by one, is not an issue. That is actually, of course, it was quite clear that when there is no objections and no prospect for any possible objection from member states for to make our life easier, of course, to put an, as a list for the consideration of Conference on Disarmament and a few seconds we approve it, it is much preference. But if it's not the case, if there is no clear consensus on that, of course it is the responsibility of the presidents to take actions and put for the decision of the members of the Conference of Disarmament and not delay it forever, as has happened in the last year. Several consequent presidents of the Conference on Disarmament last year actually delayed until the end of the year, and we witnessed that many of the countries that requested for the attendance and observing the deliberations in the Conference on Disarmament and their participations. And there was no actually any clear objection for their participation has been deprived from their right to participate as an observer in this August body. So it is really important, we are quite flexible with the way that you are conducted business, but the thing really important is actually to not delay forever this important issue. Thank you.